Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a faithful Father you are. I thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful. Even in the fifth month, the 11th day, 2022, you are still faithful. In May, in every month, January through December, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you are so faithful. We are grateful, Lord God, that you're always with us. You will never leave us, neither will you forsake us. Lord, you are God, the God that reveals secrets to us. Lord, reveal your secrets to us today. In the name of Jesus, reveal to us the secret and the deep things. In the name of Jesus, let us understand things that are kept secret from the foundation of the earth. Let the seals be broken from your word. In the name of Jesus, let us understand and have great revelation of your will and purpose for our lives. You are so amazing. Thank you, Lord, that you say you know the plans you have for us. They are great plans to give us a great future and a great hope. We agree with your plan for our lives, and we're so grateful that you, the Most High God, reveal secrets to your children. So we thank you for revealing those secrets, those deep things, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for letting us know and understand the mysteries of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, let us speak to others by revelation. In the name of Jesus, reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets. In the name of Jesus, let the hidden things be manifest. In the name of Jesus, hide your truth from the wise and prudent and reveal them to us. In the name of Jesus, all of your children, Lord, what an amazing God you are. You are our friend. Let your arm be revealed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal the things that belong to us. In the name of Jesus, let your word be revealed to us. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your righteousness be revealed to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us receive visions and revelations from you, Father. In the name of Jesus, let us receive an abundance of revelation. Let us be good stewards of your revelation. Let us speak the mysteries of Christ. Let us receive and understand your hidden word, your hidden wisdom. In the name of Jesus, hide not your commandments from us. Let us seek the wisdom of God in a mystery. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, order our steps today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call on your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for ordering our steps on a Wednesday afternoon. Oh, wow, it's a beautiful sunshine here in Jacksonville, Florida, and he is ordering the steps. He's ordering the steps of his children. He loves us so much. He said that the steps of a good person are ordered by him. So I thank God for his faithfulness to order our steps, because I don't know about you, but I don't know the way to go. But I know a way maker who can lead me in the way, in a plain path. You know, he's awesome now. He is most powerful. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There's nobody greater than our God. Nobody greater than our God. He is faithful to us. He's always got us in his thoughts. Always. We are always in his thoughts. He's faithful. Yes, he's loyal to us. Even when we are disobedient, he's still faithful and loyal to us. And the word of God says in Proverbs 16, verse 31, the silver-haired head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. So we thank God for his word. You know, we got to be found in the way of righteousness. Not just the silver-haired person, the gray-haired person, the hoary-haired person, but every person belongs to God. We got to be walking right, talking right, you know, acting right. You know what it means. We got to act right. So I welcome each of you today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank God for you. Yes, I'm talking to you. You and your family. You are most valuable to God. You know what? We're the only creatures that he put his image inside. He gave us his image on the inside of us. Isn't that awesome? And it will guide us. But we got to listen. We can't just do what we want to do. We got to listen to what God is saying to us. We got to listen morning, noon, and night. And part of listening is obeying. We can't just be like Jonah. When he said, yeah, Lord. Lord said, go to Nineveh. He said, okay. And he went the other way. He even got on the ship. And where he went the wrong way, oh, my God, chaos came, confusion came. You know, the opposite of peace came. All that trouble hit that ship. And they said, well, it wasn't like this before Jonah got on there. Is there trouble hitting in the place where you are? Are you in the place where you're supposed to be? So God can cover you. Oh, come on, let's not be like Jonah. Let's go the way of righteousness. Let's do what God tells us to do. Let's worship the King of Kings, the Almighty God. I don't care what color your hair is, even if you dyed it, even if it's just, you know, white, even if you dyed it white, even if it's born white, or it turned white, or it's black, or blonde, or gray, or green, or pink, or yellow. You know, the young people are creative, so they dye in their hair, you know, the colors of the rainbow today. they are bold. They tattooing their body. They're saying all kinds of things on their body, and their hair represents something. So, you know, they're creative. But, you know, this is the day and time where, you know, God is ordering our steps, and we are following after righteousness. We're so grateful that God is ordering our steps. Excuse me. We're so grateful that the Most High God, I know I am. I'm grateful he know my name. He even know my fingerprint, yours too, and my footprint. But he don't want my footprints to go where I want to go. He wanted to go where he wanted to go. He ordered our steps. He going to direct our steps. So you know he's a mighty God. He's a precious Father. I'm telling you, when the Most High God know your name, you are blessed. You are blessed by the best. Yeah, he know everybody's name in the whole world. And I told you, I said this several times, 1 billion people can be praying all at the same time to the Father, and he hear each prayer individually. You know, he a group prayer. He hear each one of our prayers individually. But, you know, we got to be in a place so he can hear us. Uh-uh. Let us be in a place, in a state of mind, in a righteous way, so God can hear our prayers. Well, I thank God that he's ordering our steps on a daily basis. He knows the way we should go. Look here, I don't know the way to go. I know the God who orders our steps, the one who directs our path. And so, you know, he loves us to sing songs of joy to him. Yeah, we got to sing to the Most High God. And I'm so grateful today we have Sister Lanny McBride on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. We thank God for you all. I thank God for each one of you that come on Wednesday. You know, I know that the weather's getting warm and a lot of people, you know, you could be out at the beach. You could be out shopping. You could be out at a restaurant eating. But I thank God that you came on with us today. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G, and others. How you all doing?
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we thank God for you. What are you going to really do? Okay, go ahead.
Amen. I want to marry two little short melodies. It's about seeking God to understand who we are and what he requires of us. I'm beginning to know me for who I am. I can see me growing. I can feel the change. All I need is a little more time to think and work. God may develop my mind. I can do anything. Help me find what's mine. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, help me find what's mine. Whatever the Father says, help me find what's mine. Whatever you say, Lord, whatever you say, Lord, help me to know your purpose. Help me to know your plan. Get me in position. Father, as only you can. I know that you're the partner. Oh God, I am the clay. Take me and shape me. I desire only your way, your power, your way, your power. Only your way. I'll only say who I am. Oh God. Yeah. Oh Lord. I'll only say who I am. Oh God. Speak to my heart, soul, mind, spirit, and body, Lord. I'll only speak when I remember God is who God is. God is whatever you say, Lord God. Oh, that's who I am. God is. I'll only speak when I remember your purpose, God. Whatever you say, God, I agree with the Father. Love and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness and peace. That's what I have. Because you said it in your word, God. Help me know your purpose. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Can you do one more song, Sister Lainey? I love that song you did, but can you do one more?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, then you can ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. Oh, in the name of Jesus, fresh spirit right now, anointing, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall fresh on me. Your worthy God, never receive for me.
Thank you. my Lord to hear. And all that I said,
amen, amen. We're leaning on the everlasting arm. Thank you, Sister Gloria Jean. Awesome. That was one of my mother's favorite songs. What a fellowship. Amen. It was simply beautiful. Our hearts are filled with praise, and what a fellowship. We thank God for those songs. We have Sister Mary Nichols on with us. Now I'm going to ask her to pray for senior citizens all over the world and their families.
Yes. We just praise you, Father. We praise you and we thank you. We're so grateful, Lord, for you and how you love us and have cared for us and saved us through the years to allow us to become seniors. So, Lord, we just ask you to continue to uplift, to heal, to give the senior citizens, those that we know and love and associate with, but all of the senior citizens around the world. Lord, we pray that the experiences and the wisdom that you have given them would be spread all around so that other people will grow and live to be senior citizens according to your perfect will. Help us, Lord, to be the kind of people that you want us to be, doing, thinking, serving, and loving according to your will. We praise you, Father. Amen.
All right. We stop. We start today. Okay. I'll put the phone on mute. All righty. So get your Bibles ready. Get your brains ready. Wake them up. Wake your brains up. Got scripture search. And here's the first question. I know Gloria Jean knows this answer right here. Everybody on here knows this answer. How many books are in the Old Testament? How many books in the Old Testament? How many books in the Old Testament?
Old Testament. 39.
39. Hallelujah.
39.
39. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Now, listen to the second part of the question. How many of those 39 books were written by Moses? How many of those 39 books were written by Moses? Somebody answer. Anybody answer. Everybody answer. How many were those books? Those 39 books, how many did Moses write?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think Moses probably wrote four.
Oh, three.
You think it's four?
I don't remember. I
all
think
right.
Genesis, I think you did. Genesis
okay.
three.
Anybody
did
else?
The first book all the way to Deuteronomy, I think it is, from Genesis to Deuteronomy.
Now, that is correct. He wrote five books. the books of the law. They are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Okay, what are these books called? There's three different names that those five books are called. What are they?
The Pentateuch.
That's one of them. Very good. What's another?
Hello. Lord, you need the law.
The books of the law. And what's the other name? One more. One more.
What is your Torah?
Torah. Oh, my God. You got some books. You got them all. The books of the law, the Pentateuch, and the books of Torah. Very good. Now, what books give the blessings and curses? And what scriptures are they? Got to open your Bible, find that. What books give the, I'm sorry, y'all are, scholars, Bible scholars, you may know it off the top of your head. What books give the blessings and the curses, and where are they found?
Sister Laney, in Deuteronomy 28.
All right. Right, Deuteronomy 28. How many of them are blessings? How many scriptures are blessings? How many of those scriptures are blessings? I'm looking them up in Deuteronomy 28. Tell me how many of those scriptures are blessings. Hello, somebody, anybody, everybody. How many of those scriptures are blessings? I hope y'all not waiting for each other to find out. I hope everybody's looking for it.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 28, what is the blessing? Y'all reading them?
The first 14 verses are blessings, but the first verse doesn't say the word blessing in general. It just kind of sets it up, so I'm not sure what the real number is, but the first 14 verses is the good part of it, the blessed part of it.
Okay. Right.
And the 15th verse starts with the curse.
Yes. Okay. Excellent. All right, now we have the next question, number four. Tell me where this particular scripture is found. You got to look it up. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Where is that found? Y'all may know it off the top of your head. Where is that found? That's a scripture, sir. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Where is that scripture found?
I have Numbers 14 and 18.
Read it.
Okay. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents for the third and fourth generation. Is that
correct? Why?
Okay.
That was good. He is slow to anger, and that's 52. Thank God. The Lord is slow to anger. It is in the Old Testament, though.
What?
And great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Where is that found? It's an Old Testament scripture. The Lord
the
is slow to anger. Yes.
Nahum 1:3. Nahum 1:3.
Correct. Okay, so go ahead and read it. That was good. Nahum 1:3.
The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. Clouds are the dust of his feet.
Amen, amen. Very good. Nahum 1:3. Okay, the last question in this section is, what is the meaning of gospel? What is the meaning of the word gospel? What does it mean?
Good news.
What's your name?
Oh, Mary. Good news. But I have to find it.
Oh, you don't have to find it. No. I just want to tell you what it meant, the good news. Okay. So the good news, where are those scriptures? The gospels. Where are the gospels? Where are they? The New Testament, the gospels. Hello?
New Testament, Mary.
Okay. And what are they?
I don't know. Like I said, I have to find them.
Who knows? Gloria Dean, you know the gospel books. What are they? Gloria Dean?
Uh-huh. The gospel books in the Bible. Let's see. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, the book of Acts.
That is correct. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay. I need some scripture readers. And I need each of you to take two or three scriptures. So who can take these first three scriptures? Get your paper and pen ready so you can write the scriptures down. Y'all ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so Sister Mary, your scriptures are Romans 10:1-4, Romans 16:1-4.
Uh-huh.
The next one is Romans 12:1-2.
Okay.
And the last one is 1 Peter 1:16.
Okay.
All right. Sister Lanning, if you could do these. This one is Leviticus 11:44. Leviticus 11:44. And one more.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 16:3. So y'all can put a pencil in your pages where you're going to read or a little sheet of paper or something. Gloria Jean, you ready, Gloria Jean?
Uh-huh.
You got paper and pencil? Okay.
Yes.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. You got that one, Gloria Jean?
Proverbs 3:5-6.
Yeah. And the next one is 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7.
Okay.
All right. So the message for today, the title of the message is found in Proverbs 16:31. And it says, silver hair is a beautiful crown found in a righteous light. A gray head is the crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. Another version, the hoary head is the crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Gray hair is a mark of distinction, the award for God, not lawyer like. So you can put your phones on mute if you like until it's your turn to read the scripture. So I want to tell you, physical fitness is good no matter what age we are. But we should not only strive bodily discipline and physical health, but rather we should engage in spiritual development by fixing our hope on the living God and trusting in his word by faith. We should put our hope and trust in the living God in his word by faith. We may wish we had the benefits of youth, more energy, more strength, tighter muscles, different hair color, and so on. But the benefits of gray hair and the relationship with Jesus are far more beneficial than outward appearance or living a life without wisdom that comes from right living. A God-fearing life is a life of promises from God that will never fade away. It's eternal life with God, heavenly benefits. There is an idiom or an expression that says, there is no fool like an old fool. They used to say that, you know, that a foolish person is especially foolish because an old person should have learned by experience, not to make the kind of mistakes a young person makes. As women of God, it is truly very important that as we age, we maintain a closer walk, a relationship with God than ever before. As women of God, it is truly very important that as we age, we maintain a closer walk, a relationship with God than ever before. A righteous life must be, a righteous life is a must in God. A righteous life is a must in God. Right living is the top requirement of a child of God. All right, who has Romans 6, 1 through 4? Read that for us, please. You may be muted. Unmute your phone. Romans 6:16. Oh, my God. Did I say 6? I'm sorry. It's 6. Romans 6, 1 through 4. Sister Mary?
I'm sorry. I put my paper in there and now I can't find it.
One through four. All right, she's looking for it. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Got it, Sister Mary? Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Okay, I'll read that one for you. Go ahead and find your next scripture. Romans 6, 1 through 4 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in the newness of life. All right. So, you know, we got to walk in the newness of life. We can't continue in sin. No. We got to do what God said. We can't make an excuse and say, well, Lord, his grace going to cover us. No. Shall we continue in sin that God's kindness will increase? No. We don't take God for granted. We got to just be obedient. That's unthinkable. As far as a sin is concerned, we have died. We have died to ourselves. I know, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that, but we got to die to ourselves. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? So we have to live Christ-centered lives like Christ lived when he walked the earth. All right, Sister Mary, you have Romans 12, 1 through 2. Sister Mary? Hello?
Okay, I'm sorry, Sister D. My phone put itself on hold. Do I need to read it again?
I didn't hear you read it. Romans 12, 1 through 2.
Okay. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Amen. I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, Paul pleads with the believers in Romans 12. He said, based on God's mercy, to lovingly surrender themselves to God. He urges them to respond in four ways. One, presentation. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Two, separation. We are to avoid conforming to the world's ways. Three, transformation. We are to renew our minds and thus change our lives. Four, demonstration. We are to prove we belong to God by doing his will. Life challenges us all the time to live like the world. Even at old age, the world presents ways to the elderly to give up their bodies in unholy ways. Lack of self-control, untruthfulness, deception, cursing, profane communication, or thought, delayed obedience to the Holy Spirit, which is like stealing. All right? Sister Mary, you have 1 Peter 1 and verse 16.
Can't find it. Sorry.
Okay, you want me to read it for you?
I can't find it.
Okay. You shall be holy, for I am holy, for I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourselves with any swarming thing that crawls on the earth. So we have to examine ourselves. We have to make corrections and live holy like God wants us to live. The word of God says in Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. I just love that. When we give ourselves, you know, to what God wants, our thoughts should be established. So who has Leviticus 11:44?
I do. This is Sister Laney. Leviticus 11:44 says, For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourself with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, you also had Proverbs 16:3. Can you read that for us?
Proverbs, yes, ma'am. Proverbs 6 unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Amen. Thank you. Put God in charge of your work. Then what you plan will take place. You know, sometimes we plan this and plan the other, but it's our plan. But when we put God in charge of our plans, we say, Lord, take this over. I'm struggling doing it. He'll do it. He will do it, and he will do it, oh, my God, with excellence. Excellence. He's an awesome God. All right. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. Whoever has that, read it, please. Laurie Dean? Laurie Dean?
I have it. Yes, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Chapter 3, 6, 5 and 6, Proverbs 5 and 6.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's what we got to do, trust in the Lord. And, you know, trust isn't always easy because sometimes we want to be independent, separate from God. We like, you know, like the children. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. We do it. You can do it better. I'd rather say, look, Lord, you do it. I don't know how to do it. Help me. All right, the next scripture, Glory Dean, 1 Peter 5 and 7.
7:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
All right. So be content with who you are. On heirs, God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live careful with you. He is most careful with you. Casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. When we commit our work to the Lord, we allow God to be in charge and lead our daily lives. Our lives will be easier if we would not wrestle with God. We would submit and flow with him in every aspect of our lives. That is most important. So thank you. Anybody has any comments, questions about the message? Comments, questions about the message? The title, Silver Hair, is a beautiful crown. It's to be found in a righteous life. Anybody, questions, comments? All right. Well, we're moving on to the homework. Several people are not here to do the homework, so... you know, it's very important that we, you know, let me know ahead of time if people are not here to do the homework. So I love this chapter. I just really love the book of Proverbs anyway. It's such an awesome, awesome book. Every time I read it, I get more wisdom. Every time I read it, I get more wisdom. Okay. All right. Put somebody's phone on mute because it was making a lot of noise in the background. So if you have a question or something, you can press 1 on your phone and I'll unmute you. All right. So Proverbs in the verses 1 through, let's see, it's really basically the whole chapter in Proverbs 16. The Lord weighs the spirit. That's basically what it's talking about. So, you know, God weighs the spirit, and he knows. He knows what he's talking about. When God, you know, it says the preparation of the heart is in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So I'm telling you, I'd rather, you know, God answer than me, because I don't know the right answer. I thank God for the wisdom of Solomon. Because Solomon, you know, he spent a lot of time with God, and God gave him wisdom. He didn't ask for anything. He didn't even ask for wisdom, but God gave it to him. Now, he had a lot of riches, but he had wisdom, lots of wisdom. I thank God for his wisdom. It's okay. We got Glory Dean. Sister Glory Dean, you have 16, 13 through 35. 33,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll do what I can, you know. But this this scripture talks about wisdom. This scripture talks about wisdom. Like the 25th verse says, there is a way that seemeth right with a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In other words, we need to learn right and wrong, wisdom and understanding, which is very important in our lives. Wisdom and understanding. It's better to have wisdom rather than gold. It's better to have silver rather than silver. We don't need no silver. We need understanding. Understanding is so important. You know, we just thank God, and we have to continue to know that understanding keeps us from being foolish. You know, it's because we have instruction of fools. We don't do instruction of fools. We want the instruction of God, of understanding. We want to be wise. We want to say the right things at the right time. We got to make sure we don't speak the wrong thing to anybody in the wrong way. We want to be kind to one another, helpful to one another, and pleasant words. Should have pleasant words to one another. They say have pleasant words in the Holocaust. Praise God, which is sweet to the soul. And all this helps in health and everything. We must give good words to people. Not, you know, be grateful, you know, be thankful, be loving, have a kind spirit, a pleasant spirit, have a pleasant spirit. And we have to watch our mouth, how we speak to one another, and don't speak evil to one another. And we have to don't be evil, you know, keep evilness out, and don't be violent, you know, don't talk ugly to different ones, yelling and screaming, talking ugly, and, you know, we don't want to do anything that's ugly, that's of God. We want understanding, we want and live unto righteousness, and he says be slow to anger, and better than a mighty, and that ruleth his spirit, got to rule your own spirit, that, you know, that we can do the right thing. And, you know, it's just passing, you know, giving our pearls to different ones. We want to love one another, answer one another. Like that scripture says, I think it's Proverbs 25:11. It says that a city word is just like giving a person their golden apples on a silver platter. You know, somebody may be going through something, but when they, and you don't even know what they're going through. But you may say something that's so good, and it's going to bless them because they're already down in the spirit. But when you give them that, it's a fitting word that you give them. It's like golden apples on a silver platter. So that's how we're supposed to be one another. Have understanding. Be smart. Don't be dumb, you know. Think right. Think the way God would have us to think. Have the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit will help us in all the understanding, wisdom, and everything. We need the fruit of the Spirit. So that's what I got out of. That's what I would say about that I read.
That was awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. That was definitely wisdom speaking. All right. Thanks. We got Sister Lance, Proverbs 17:1-10.
Yes, ma'am. I just went verse by verse to just pull out the main thought there, because each one married to the next thought, and it was so rich that it was hard to get to not stay in too long in the verses. It is better to have little in peace than to have a wealthy feast with chaos and confusion. Better little with peace than a wealthy feast with chaos and confusion. A godly father finds a way to help a shameful acting son and is protected to guard his equal inheritance. I thought about the prodigal son. A godly father finds a way to help a shameful acting son. That's rich to me. Silver and gold, that is, the wealth of the world, has its place, but God weighs a man by his heart. That's what God is looking at above our riches. He's looked for our heart, what's in our heart. As my sister just said a few minutes ago, evil-speaking people seek out liars, then enjoy spreading those lies to others. Oh, that's rich. Evil-speaking people seek out liars. They look for people that lie, so they be the ones to tell it. When you poke fun and mope and mock the poor, God wants his people to care for them and not harm them. He said that they would be with us forever. What did he do for them? He wants us to do for them as well. When you excuse yourself for not caring, you will reap the fruit of your actions later in life. Somewhere in your future, you're gonna need somebody to help you, and it's gonna, I say, a domino effect, a ripple effect, come back to you. Grandchildren are crowning glory of grandparents. I'm sorry, grandchildren are crowning glory to grandparents, but those same children are a personal glory to a good parenting father, and I said mother too. The crowning glory of the grandparents love the children, but to the parents, they're for personal glory. Don't expect the fool to speak with wisdom. It is even more absurd to expect a prince to rule without concern for those he serves. We have in our society, well, in England, they have the prince and the king and the queen, and they look for the people in those positions to care about the constituents, the people in the community in their country. And when you don't see that, it's really a foolish thing to be in that position and not care. It's unexpected. A schemer sees a bribe as a tool to buy an opportunity. A schemer sees a bribe as a tool to buy an opportunity. I need to wait a minute because somebody's calling me and I can't see my writing. Give me 1 minute, please.
Yeah.
I have to wait till it stops, go away. Okay. All right. Talking about the schemer. A schemer sees a bribe as a tool to buy an opportunity. He only thinks of what's in it for me, his own prosperity. I've written raps for children at school, and one of the raps is called A Personal Valentine. It says, I won't go into it, but there's a line in it that says, "What I'm tuning into what's in it for me." It stands for WIFM, what's in it for me. A schemer, that's where a schemer thinks. He sees a bribe as a tool to buy an opportunity to use it somewhere later. That's in his heart. The one who practices protecting one who missed the mark, okay, seeks to show compassion and love. In other words, when somebody messes up, we try to protect that and not broadcast it, compared to the one who can't wait to broadcast the evil report to others. Often negative truth can separate close friends when loved ones are involved. Oftentimes we have compassion for our children but not for others. Other people's problems but not our problems but not for other people's problems. And lastly, a man of understanding stands ready to acknowledge when he has done wrong. A fool will deny his wrongdoings 100 times over. He is adamant and continuous in refusing the need for admitting he was wrong. I call that the crawdad mentality. He just won't believe he can be wrong. That was rich. I too, Sister G, love the Proverbs. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, it's on you. Sister Mary, is your phone muted?
Yes. Okay, I have Proverbs 17, verses 11 through 20, and what I did was to just write down a few of them that me in a certain direction. An evil man is bent only on rebellion. A merciless official will be sent against him. If a man pays evil back for good, evil will never leave his house. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. A man of perverse heart does not prosper. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. And from those verses, I just ask that we pray that the U.S. will not vote today to make abortion a federal law that cannot be changed or impacted by any pro-life good measures by any state.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Would you say a prayer concerning that, Sister Mary?
Okay. My phone just, okay. Yeah. Dear Lord, we know that you love the children. We can't come to you unless we have hearts like children. So I think that is why that he is using to promote abortion at any time during that child's gestation, from the day of conception until they are born. And now they're even talking about killing the baby up to 28 days after their birth. This is pure wickedness, Lord. And you said that you hate acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, and that you detest both of them. So, Lord, in this day that they are supposed, the Senate is supposed to be voting to make abortion a law that cannot be changed and that will erase all of the laws by the state that have been enacted in order to save the babies. We know that black children are aborted 5 times more often than children of other races. It is wickedness. And Lord, I just ask that the people in the Senate will decide to vote today to rescue the children from certain death. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was a powerful prayer. I really appreciate you keeping us informed about that. Because we have to pray for unborn babies every day. They need prayer. Many mothers are ignorant, and they just, you know, instead of doing something to prevent them from getting pregnant, they'd rather kill the baby than, you know, them take responsibility for it. So keep praying for the unborn every day. Because the devil is a coward. He knows, you know, that he can, you know, take an unborn baby because baby can't fight back. Baby can't fight for himself. We got to stand up and fight for the baby. You know, it really angers me when I hear that about, you know, abortion and talking about they're going to murder a baby. God said he hates murder, and he's going to take care of those who commit it, too. You know? So anyway, we'll finish with our homework. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? Sister Lanny, you had asked me about Proverbs 14:4. I sent you the information about it the other day.
Yes, ma'am, I got it, and I appreciate it so much. Just another perspective on
all
it.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, because I'm telling you, I didn't have no idea. I had to look it up. I'm like, Lord, what is it? I couldn't find anything in the Thompson chain about it, but I thank God, you know, he knows how to help us.
Amen.
All right. So today we're almost finished. I thank God for each of you all coming on. We have Minister Eloise on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for her. Are you able to talk today? We want you to pray. Are you able to pray, Minister Eloise? Hello? Okay. You may be on the road. Or you there?
Who is that?
Minister Eloise, are you there? Okay. She may not be able to speak right at the moment, but she's on with us listening, maybe in the car or whatever. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere. And we thank you, Lord God, that they are healed by your stripes. You sent the word and healed them. Lord, thank you for the great plans you have for their lives. They shall live and not die. Every sickness, they are exempt from sickness, disease, premature death, poverty, all kinds of things that will come against them. They are exempt from those things. We decree and declare they are healthy. They are made whole because you said, beloved above all, Chloe, Zoe, and Revere. I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you for each and every person who came on today. I thank you for every concern they have. We're sitting at your feet. Whatever concerns us concern you. So we are thanking you today for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. Oh, my God, you're so amazing. We appreciate you, our God. We repent because, Lord, you said who can know their error? We don't know our error, so we ask forgiveness for every error. God forbid any abominations or transgressions that we've done against you. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. So, Father, we appreciate you. We bless you. We honor you as we close out today, but not from your presence. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person, their families, their neighbors, neighborhoods, city, state, in the name of Jesus, America. Lord, have mercy on America. We repent for America, this great nation. Supposedly, at one time, we were under God, and now it looks like we are under the rule of Satan because, Lord, we have committed sin. One sin we know about abortions. You hate abortion. You hate every evil way, and it is truly an evil way. The doctor, that the devil is twisting the minds of people, making them think that it's okay, that their bodies don't belong to them. They think it does. But when they kill you, they have your spirit on the inside. They have your image. But yet many people are ignorant to that fact. They don't know that they were born with your image. Oh, God, you have saved many abortion doctors. You have saved many abortion nurses who have committed abortion. We ask you to save every abortion doctor and teach them the truth. Every person who is affiliated with abortions, the clinics, shut them down in the name of Jesus. Shut every clinic.
Yeah.
Stop the funding that they are receiving. Stop all the funds. Cut the funding off at all the abortion clinics, oh God, and let them not go in secret to get the abortions done behind the scenes, oh God, or even at abortion clinics. Those mothers that are thinking about right now aborting their babies, change their heart to love. Put love in them for their unborn babies. And even the fathers, oh God, saying that they
Hello?
Don't want to pay off. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for what you've taught for the unborn. We thank you that every baby shall live in the name of Jesus. I know you can't bring the market to hang on. So, Father, we honor you. We bless you. And thank you for who you are, for who you are, my God, a holy God, and a righteous God. We honor you up with us. We thank God for coming on Wednesday, Bible study. We thank God for the Lord to walk with us, talk with us. We have left and light our hands, grace, and Jesus' name. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you too.
Love you. Love you. Bye.